you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we continue to press forward tonight. The president will address both houses of the United States Congress and the nation. As a result, he's not calling it a State of the Union. He is calling it, they are calling it an address to the joint chambers, but, you know, that's basically what it is. He's going to tell us where we are, what he thinks needs to be done, and what his plans are to go forward on it. We've already been covering a great deal of this from both the national security and the domestic policy, and even some of the fiscal stuff that he plans to bring up. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, this was an administration that has gone far longer waiting to do this initial address to the nation than any administration in the modern era. We're well beyond the not only the average, but the records of administrations past that have done this. And when you think about the fact that here at the end of April is the first chance that this president has decided he needed to go to the nation and kind of explain what he wants to do this far into his first term. It just seems rather remarkable, at least in my perspective, and not from a good view of remarkable. But anyway, I with all of that, it's the context that I ran across this story earlier today, and Alex and some other people sent it to me as well. But did you hear the new gig that the president's son has? This is really gonna blow your mind. No pun intended. The president's son, the one that did a lot of blow and other drugs as he was running around, you know, chasing business deals on different continents, and in the process of trying to get those deals done, coming back and partying and having a lot of fun, you know, in China and the Ukraine, other places. And he got paid big money to do all that. He's now been retained by Tulane University. Now, this was a guy who couldn't get into the Navy except that his vice president's dad, you know, the dad who was the vice president, kind of helped him. I guess this was before, is when he was a senator, but he helped him get into the Navy. And then he did so poorly in the Navy that he had to be dismissed from the Navy. And he couldn't, hold down really any kind of respectable life in private sector. So he started working on just basically mooching off his dad's reputation and making, business deals with him, in which the big guy would get up to 10% of whatever deal he was striking. He sat on boards of companies that were operated in languages he didn't speak, and had a lot of really interesting interactions, even with his cousins and other things that were found on that laptop. That is still being under investigation by the Justice Department, the FBI. So you may have seen some of the contents of that laptop. And, you know, if this character was one of Donald Trump's kids, they would have been so up his nose hairs about this stuff. You wouldn't even think about it. But here's the interesting thing. Tulane University thinks that this person, Hunter Biden, is so important that they've offered him a course to teach at Tulane University in New Orleans on the topic of fake news. The 51-year-old son of President Biden is one of nine guests that will be slated to speak at the private university in New Orleans during a 10-week course this coming fall titled Media Polarization and Public Policy Impacts. It's kind of interesting. America's rapidly advancing partisan divide is fueled substantially by growing political polarization, reads the course description. And this course will explore the current state of the media landscape in the United States and how media polarization, fake news, and the economics of the news business impact public policymaking in Washington, D.C. See, I don't think he's qualified for this course. I think the course that they should have him come lecture at is the course that's all about familial graft, because that's what he has a lot of expertise in. He's not a media character, and he doesn't do very well on the media. But when he's in those boardrooms with those boards of directors and say, hey, you know, we can make this happen because my dad is you know who. He's actually, you know, scored a lot of cash doing that and blow and coke and all kinds of other stuff. But that's the course he would be really best equipped to teach. That and how to get a DNA test performed by a court. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.